Center of calm. Breathe deeply in and out. Notice your inhalation and watch your exhalation to its completion. Breathe in and out. Close your eyes. Focus your attention upon your heart chakra. Image yourself stepping into the cavern of your heart. Walk through its dark entrance. Keep your attention forward through grey into white until you find yourself in bright sunlight, in perfect stillness of your inner garden. Remove your shoes and allow your bare feet to luxuriate in the soft, lush grass. On the ground by your left side is a small stone structure, a shallow bowl of rippling water. Kneel before it, scoop some water into your hand, and pour it over your crown. Scoop some over your chest, your heart. A third time, scoop water into your hand and drink. You are anointed and refreshed with water of life. Take your time to stand and survey your garden. Notice the fountain in the center, large enough for you to shower. An ancient tree stands nearby, its trunk deeply indented. The gravel pathway lined with lavender and bright red geranium. Walking along the path, the stones feel smooth and pleasantly warm. You approach a bench secluded in the corner of your garden, but today you walk past it and approach a garden table surrounded by chairs. Seating yourself at the table, you are glad to find food and drink prepared for you. As you look around, you notice others awaiting invitation to join you. Your smile invites them in. Together, quietly, you eat and drink in silent communion. These people are known to you, but they are no longer living. They have passed on. Easily, you communicate with them in thought. They remind you of the preciousness of life. They are not dead, but at the moment of their passing, they experience the joy and bliss of the present moment. The purpose of their attending you here is to affirm each present moment of living. As you complete your meal together, they direct you to a place beyond the table, a place for you to access the experience of the present moment. They say it is your center of calm. You take your leave and make your way to a corner in the shadows. It is cool and still, a place secluded by overhanging branches. The ground is dark. It is the surface of a well, richly encircled by flowers. Its damp environment is not troubling. Its mysteriousness is comforting. Its depth has meaning for your soul. You stand at the edge of the well, your toes brushing against flower petals. You fix your mind upon the dark water. You are transfixed, but safe. You notice your breathing, gentle and steady. All the muscles of your body relax. Slowly, you kneel and then sit in meditative posture. An Om rises from your heart and almost silently leaves your lips. Your attention remains fixed upon the well's darkness. Its spiritual wisdom connects to your soul. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. When faced with the infinite, momentary bliss, you realize your struggles and troubles are as dust blown by the wind. Your center of calm is your own. The well's wisdom and depth is yours. You stand and select a small flower to take with you to remind you of what is real. Thoughtfully you retreat from this place and return to the meal table. Its chairs are empty, the residue of the meal left behind. You make your way back along the path and briefly stop once more to scoop water over your face before leaving your inner garden. With ease, you find yourself returned to full consciousness, appreciating this journey into your heart. Love, Suzanne Sanyoshi.